You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
7 facts about coffee you probably didn't know. Coffee is the world's favorite hot drink, with an estimated 2.25 billion cups drank every day globally. Voltaire drank up to 50 cups a day and lived until the age of 83. So, a coffee addiction isn't too bad after all? Brightside discovered 7 reasons why you might want to get yourself a cup of coffee right now. As a bonus, you'll find a simple recipe for a unique coffee cocktail. Number 1. Coffee boosts brain power. Coffee with sugar can turn you into a little genius for a while because the combination of caffeine and glucose activates certain sectors of your brain. The caffeine in coffee acts as a mild stimulant to the central nervous system. This neuronal activity triggers the release of the adrenaline that will affect your body in several ways. Your heartbeat increases, blood pressure rises, breathing tubes open up, sugar is released into the bloodstream for extra energy. Depending on the level of intake, it can help improve attention and concentration. Remember that slump right after lunch and you wish your boss would announce a little siesta time? Well, if you are not in Spain, caffeine can improve wakefulness during the post-lunch dip. We know that working hours may be tough sometimes. Coffee is effective in boosting brain performance for those suffering from jet lag or shift work sleep disorder. However, never drink coffee on an empty stomach, since that will do the direct opposite. The effects of caffeine tend to be less pronounced in regular coffee drinkers. 2. Coffee increases blood pressure. You might want to keep off the coffee if you are going to have a blood pressure test within the next 2 days. If you have high blood pressure, ask your doctor whether you should limit or stop drinking caffeinated beverages. On the other hand, hypotension or low blood pressure can be a serious and life-threatening problem if not treated. A tiny cup of coffee can battle a hypotensive episode, a situation where your blood pressure is too low. Add a cup of caffeinated beverage to each meal to raise your blood pressure. 3. Coffee makes your immune system stronger. Coffee is known for its energy-boosting caffeine effect, is an abundant source of nutrients and healthful chemicals that can aid your immune system. According to scientists from several countries, coffee reduces the risk of premature death. This is because coffee alters your immune system, making it stronger and healthier. Coffee contains a lot of antioxidants and phenolic compounds that play a crucial role in cancer prevention. It also improves your liver, heart, and digestive system. Still, try to stick to natural, freshly ground coffee. Instant coffee contains fewer nutrients and more chemical additives. And one more important fact, for Parkinson's disease, research suggests that, among other factors, the potential preventative effect may be due to caffeine, too. 4. Coffee relieves a headache. The caffeine can cure headaches and migraines. People are aware that caffeine is found in coffee, tea, soft drinks, and chocolate, but may not know that caffeine is also contained in a variety of over-the-counter medications. That's why it's an ingredient in a lot of traditional pain relievers. It can make them as much as 40% more effective. Caffeine increases the strength of the medication and how quickly it works. So enjoy the stimulating and pain-relieving properties of caffeine in moderation. 5. Coffee reduces stress. Coffee acts well as an anti-stress substance due to the release of dopamine and serotonin, which trigger a good mood. One cup, or even just the smell of coffee, can calm your nerves. This could explain the lower risk of depression among coffee drinkers. Drinking between 2 to 4 cups of coffee every day appears to reduce the risk of suicide in men and women by 50%. Moreover, caffeine is one of the most common stimulators of the central nervous system, and its common stimulation is what keeps depression at bay. Interestingly, only the caffeine contained in coffee has this effect, as opposed to the caffeine found in tea, soda, or chocolate, which does not stimulate the central nervous system as effectively. Six, coffee improves your memory. Coffee can positively affect mood, enhance alertness, and memory abilities. The stimulators and neuromediators obtained from coffee not only boost your mood and productivity, but also improve your memory. Of course, this only works with your short-term memory. But this is good enough because all information is initially stored in a short-term memory, and only an hour later does it enter our long-term memory under particular circumstances. At times when it gets a little too difficult to focus, a coffee break will offer a welcome change of mind by enhancing concentration and stimulating moods. All in all, coffee is an enjoyable drink that can help boost energy and increase the ability to learn and remember. 7. Coffee helps you lose weight. Hey, coffee lovers, file this under best news ever! Coffee can keep off and help you lose excess weight. It can temporarily suppress your appetite and may stimulate minimal calorie burning. When the level of the hormone leptin is low, your body starts storing fat and you gain weight. Coffee, however, increases the hormone levels in your body. Now you know why coffee lovers take longer to gain weight and why exercise yields more results for them. Caffeine gives you an added boost at work or during exercise. And here's our bonus, an amazing coffee cocktail recipe. If you're looking for something sweet to pair your milk, this cocktail recipe is a must. It is deliciously smooth and refreshing, and if bottled, ready to take on the go. Make your favorite coffee, let it cool off, then fill an ice cube tray with the coffee. Place it in the freezer. On a hot day, add the coffee cubes to a glass of milk. Sip a delicious mix and feel wonderful.